भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter number 2, Text number 4 to 9. There are several purports, 2-3 purports are there. So, please. Let me read the 4th. This is about the dynasties of sons of Manu. And Sukadeva Goswami is describing this lineage. Sukadeva Goswami said, thereafter when his son Sudamnya has thus gone for the forest to accept the order of Vanaprastha, Vaivasvat Manu Shraddhadev, being desirous of getting more sons, performed severe austerities, so on the bank of the Yamuna river for 100 years. Then, because of this desire for sons, the Manu known as Shraddhadev worshipped the Supreme Lord, the Personality of Godhead, the Lord of the demigods. Thus, he got 10 sons exactly like himself. Amongst them all, Ikshvaku was the eldest. Then, amongst these sons, Prashadra, following the order of his spiritual master, was engaged as protector of cows. He would stand all night with a sword to give the cow the protection. And Srila Prabhupada is taking up the subject of cow protection. He tells that actual duty of protecting the brahmanas and the cows falls on kshatriyas. And they have to make sure to prevail the religious conduct and the codes of religion. The Kshatriya kings were thus entrusted. So they were called Rajarshis, those who are upholding the religion like the saintly kings. Prabhupada said that one who becomes Virasana takes the vow to stand all night with a sword to give protection to the cows. Because Prashadra was engaged in this way, it is to be understood that he had no dynasty. We can further understand from the vow accepted by Prashadra how essential it is to protect the cows. Some son of a kshatriya would like this vow to protect the cows from ferocious animals, even at night. What then is to be said of sending the cows to the slaughterhouses? This is the most sinful activity in the human society. So today is 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th, 8th verses. I will just read the translation and then we will go on number 9. Once at night, while it was raining, a tiger entered the land of the cowherd, the cowshed. Upon seeing the tiger, all the cows were lying down, got up in fear, and scattered here and there on the land. When the very strong tiger sees the cow screamed in distress and fear. And Prashadra, hearing the screaming, immediately followed the sound. He took up his sword, but because the stars were covered by clouds, he mistook the cow for the tiger and mistakenly cut off the cow's head with great force. So it looks like Gohatya. Because the tiger's ear had been cut by the edge of the sword, the tiger was very afraid and it fled from the place while bleeding on the street. In the morning, when Prashadra, who was quite able to subdue his enemy, so that he had killed the cow, although at night he thought he had killed the tiger, he became very unhappy. So today's verse. Tam sashapa kula acharyaha krita agasam akamataha na kshatrabandhu shudrahatvam karmana bhavita amuna tam shashapakulacharyah kritagasam akarmatah na kshatrabandhu shudrastvam karmana bhavita muna tam him prashadra shashapa cursed kulacharya the family priest Vasishtha krita agasama because of committing great sin of killing a cow. Akamataha, although he did not want to do it, not kshatrabandhu, the family member of a kshatriya, shudra tvam, you have behaved like a shudra, karmana, therefore by your fruitive activities and its reaction, bhavita, you shall become a shudra, amuna, because of killing the cow. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Although Prashadra has committed the sin unknowingly, his family priest Vasishtha cursed him saying, in your next life you shall not be able to become a kshatriya. Instead you shall take birth as a shudra because of killing the cow. It appears that Vasishtha was not free from tamogun, the mode of ignorance. As the family priest or spiritual master of Prashadra, Vasishtha should have taken Prashadra's offense very lightly, but instead Vasishtha cursed him to become a shudra. It is the duty of a family priest not to curse a disciple, but to give him relief through the performance of some sort of atonement. Vasishtha, however, did just the opposite. Therefore, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that he was Durmati. In other words, his intelligence was not very good. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Sthapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Jata Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Rihari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Namaha Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Tam Shashapakulacharya Kruta Agasak Kamantaha Nakshatra Bandhu Shudrastvam Karmana Bhavitamuna. Although Prashadra had committed the sin unknowingly, his family's priest Vasishtha cursed him, saying, In your next life, you shall not be able to become a Kshatriya. Instead, you shall take birth as a Shudra because of killing the cow. So, in this particular verse, the emphasis is that even though we have according to a Varnashram system, prescribed duties. But yet, prescribed duties can be affected by the three modes of material nature. See how the interaction by a person on the bodily conception of life means He is acting under the influence of three modes of material nature, sattva-guna, rajo-guna and tamo-guna. Kshatriyas are differentiated that because they are in mode of passion. But mode of passion when sometimes misunderstood or sometimes misplaced or it can become completely oblivious by the darkness, means ignorance there. So anybody can come in the effect of the mode of ignorance. However, the spiritual master, Vasishtha, is said to be that is a spiritual master means he should not act on the basis of the three modes of material nature. Because a spiritual master transcends even the mode of goodness to the mode of transcendental nature called Satchidananda. That is the duty of a spiritual master. He cannot simply hang himself and guide his devotees simply to remain in the effect of the three modes of material nature. One has to come, rise above. That is the process. Brahma already said that Maya hi yasya jagadanda satani sute traigunyatad vishaya veda vitayamana sattva avalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam govindamadi purusham tamam bhajan. That is the target. So a spiritual master has a duty to protect the disciple under the spiritual influence only. Otherwise, this Brahminical curse, which is very, very profound, it acts on the bodily platform only. So therefore, the subject matter of cursing to Prashadra, that in your next life you will become a Shudra because you acted like a Shudra by killing a cow, knowingly, unknowingly, who cares? So it means the spiritual master also been swept away in the mode of ignorant. That is tamogun. Otherwise, why would one give such a curse? So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur tells us that this is not a clear intent. He is also under the influence of mode of ignorance. Now, if Prashadra is acting in the mode of ignorance and spiritual master is also acting in the mode of ignorance, then everything is nullified. The guru disciple will curse each other? No. Both are on the same platform. The spiritual master is distinguished that he has a function to guide spiritually, not materially. This is not guidance, but this is cursing, which is, again, he is not the well-wisher. Krishna sitting in everyone's heart as Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvam Shantim Ritchati. Simply knowing that Krishna is sitting in everyone's heart as Paramatma, who is the well-wisher of the living entity. Because he animates the body. He is the real provider. He is the real facilitator for the soul can act even. He voluntarily allows upon Krishna's order that living entity infused with consciousness even. Starting from consciousness to fulfilling his own desires. What to speak, he reminds them that, oh, you can't fulfill your desires all the time. You have to fulfill Krishna's desires. All the intelligence that is coming is through the agency of Paramatma. Right? And he is omnipresent. So, as a general rule, the effect of the mode which is acting on both guru and disciple, then in Hindi we call teri bhi chup or meri bhi chup. Shut up. Don't go beyond that. This curse has nothing to do. But if still a Brahminical curse has to take an effect, if Prashadra is on the pure devotional platform, he would act like Chitraketu. He would not be disturbed. Chitraketu simply laughed at Lord Shiva, who is embracing his wife on his lap and conversing the spiritual talks with sadhus in the assembly of sadhus. So as a social etiquette, this is not good. So Parvati took it as an offense. How come this rascal is laughing at my husband? He should become a rakshas. And Shivji says, Parvati, you do not know, he is a devotee, don't curse him. What is the use to curse a devotee? Because he is rightly situated. Kshipram bhavati dharmatma svasachantam nigachati kaunte pratijanihi name bhakta pranashyati. Bhakta is the soul who is matured, realized. So Chitraketu came fearlessly. My dear mother, I paid obeisances to Parvati and said, "My mother, you are right in your place, in your status. I am right in my status. I am not afraid of your curse. I will execute the duties of Rakshas right away. I am not afraid." And he never forgot devotional service to Lord Sri Krishna, even in the body of a Rakshas. Even the devatas can be overpowered by the modes of ignorance. What to speak a Prashadra, who is the son of Manu, in the dynasty of Manu. So, critical point of devotee's view is based upon the spiritual effect, right? Not otherwise. If he is a devotee, he deserves the chance. Period. He cannot be condemned. There is no condemnation. Oh yes, you may release him from his so-called duty for general people or this or that, but you cannot relieve him from devotional services. There are so many services even such a person can do, render, and it will be glorified. Or he will take up because the enthusiasm is there. So the idea is that a devotee cannot perish. That is the promise of Lord Krishna. Name bhakta pranashyati. Right? The bodily affairs are conducted by the three modes of material nature. But yet, there should not be any tinge of the reaction on the soul. Soul is surrounded by material energy, and yet he is expected to float like a lotus without any even touching the water, or put a drop of water on it, it will not stay. If you examine how Krishna made the lotus, if you check in microscope the petal of the lotus, it is with a little spiky bristles, and on the top there is a secretion which is separating it from the water. It will not get wet. So a slight wave, the droplet will fall off. Kamala dala jala jivana talamala. So is that kind of comparison with the lotus. And a lotus is the prime importance spiritually for the soul. And the super soul, Lord Sri Krishna, who is only described under the beauty of lotus. Namaha kamala nabhaya, namaha kamala maline, namaha kamala nitraya, namaha pankajangre. Kunti Devi's vision is there. So everything is like lotus. Why lotus? Because it does not get affected by the so-called the modes of material nature. That's why that is the comparative situation. How come a swan enjoys with a lotus by intertwining its neck around it? The spiritual position is described by such a rupak. Rupak means it's an example, but it is present. It can be understood. The swans enjoy what is that? Vrindavana, Ramyasthana, Divya Chintamani Dham. Then Rajahamsa Keli Kare. Rajahamsa Keli Kare. Keli is this particular enjoying gestures. It's called Keli. Rati Keli. Krishna Keli. Krishna Rati Keli. These are the words utilized. Means these are divinely, means spiritually potent expressions of the affairs in love. So swan is said to be intertwining its neck around the stem of the lotus. The lotus and the swan both are compared in the spiritual life, and both are very important rupaks, the examples. Swan is the mind and lotus is the soul. So those who are self-realized live like lotus amongst the muck of sansar, maya. And their mind is always absorbed in Krishna Katha. And they take relishment by conversing with each other. Right? Tushyanti cha, ramanti cha. Krishna explains that devotee's function is there. So those who are desiring to uplift themselves, they should think spiritually, transcending the effects of the three modes of material nature. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur can use this word, which is little shocking for Vasishtha Muni, that he said that he is Durmati, his intelligence is not correct. Because correct intelligence would be to tolerate and give him some atonement, right? As far as atonement is concerned, Parikshit Maharaj asked Sukhdev Goswami that knowingly people commit sinful activities, right? And they are prescribed some atonement, but again then they start repeating the same. Prabhupada said, every Saturday Christians go to church and get the priest forgive them their sins. But from Sunday onwards, next day onwards, they start all over again. So it's like Shaucha Kunjarvat. What is the use of such an atonement? Acknowledgement of sinful activity doesn't mean it is atonement. And pardoning such sinful activities because of the priest has a purple heart, the big heart. They kept one heart of Brother Josh in Montreal. There is a big church, I think the second largest monolithic, I think Sandstone Church is there in Duval. We went there. And this church took about 175 years to construct. But nonetheless, it is so huge. But it is famous after one of the chaplain, he was also a custodian, and his function was to replace the burnt oil of the candles, the lights, and people offer. So he was collecting all these used lamp and filling. It started storing up so much oil. Then he thought, how can I get rid of this? This is very sanctified oil, because people are putting their faith, and Jesus Christ is taking their sins away anyway, because they believe in him. People of sorts, and especially those who were having crutches and other, they would come daily to beg forgiveness and get some kind of benediction. So this chaplain is called Joseph. So he was dispensing little oil as prasadam to them. He says, just massage and everything will be over. And really, it started working for them. So they would come without the crutches, offer the crutches to Jesus Christ, and display all over the whole of the main church inside. So that started believing in this kind of heal, or what called faith healing, right? So this is more than that. They may give up their crutches, and walking sticks and so many things, but at the same time, it is not the medicine for Bhavarog. It is just a physical, help, and it cannot be said to be eternal. But Parikshit Maharaj's question to Sukadeva Goswami says that every day people commit sinful activities, and even they are punished, but they keep on repeating the same. What is the real remedy for it? So Sukadeva Goswami said, this is a very good question, but the answer is well celebrated too. Why people are not having that? What is the answer? He says, that kind of atonement that keeps your sleeping soul awake. That process has to be applied. That is called prayaschitam vimarshanam. Vimarshanam means cleansing process. Prayaschitam vimarshanam. So the devotee's attitude to give whatever atonement one requires is one that keeps him awake. One that keeps him awake internally all the time. And that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Tasmat, for that purpose, conclusively, devotees always chant Hare Krishna, they listen, and they glorify, and they converse. So this is the process. This is the process. Chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra is the process of taking the prayaschitam, which will keep the soul awake. Vimarshanam means also cleanses off. So he will never repeat such sinful activity. So, therefore, a devotee's attitude to see why Vasishtha Muni would go and curse him, he is supposed to be spiritual master. So, he is not trying to defame Vasishtha Muni. He does not want that. But nonetheless, it's like a deviation. It's like a deviation. When you go only on the material basis and try to rectify the situation amongst the disciple or within even the God brothers or any level on unity, the solution is only forgive. Do not punish. Punishment is required to keep his soul waken up. Never try to dampen somebody's enthusiasm in chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There are so many ways, and Bhakti Ratnakar who wrote Bhakti Ratnakar? I couldn't hear. Bhakti Ratnakar. Narahari Sarkar Thakur, right. So, he describes so many methodologies to be applicable to keep the fanning the soul and take care of the externalities that he is engaged into some services. And several times, even in our ISKCON, they have discuss and gave the importance of Bhakti Ratnakar's references. Jaipataka Maharaj advocated that part too. Right. So, anybody has any question? Yes.
Shloka that he was trying to do is do the main mistake of his family priest cursed him to become a shudra. That would make him fearful that, you know, that by mistake someone makes an innocent mistake and is cursed. So is there some deeper meaning behind this?
Deeper meaning is that if the activity is influenced by the mode of ignorance, then who would be responsible? What is the necessity to curse? It means the mode of ignorance is also affecting Vasishtha Muni. And he should be beyond the three modes of material nature. So, modes of material nature are very powerful. It can affect anybody at any time. It can affect anybody at any time. Since we have acquired material body, even though we promise to follow four regulative principles, but still you are interacting with the environment. An environment is also made up of three modes of material nature. So unless and until one is supremely conscious by liberation and applying all these activities for the sake of pleasing Krishna, Krishna conscious activities, that will relieve us from the effect of the three modes of material nature. One should admit and also repent. Admittance is also beginning of the repentance. Without admission, you know, how can you repent? Yes. Small question. A very small question. Okay.
Yes. I thought that cow was still unredemption when the body was down. What do you say about that?
What is that?
The cow was killed.
That is the discussion. That cow was killed under mode of ignorance. You can't see. This is external darkness. You know? But the tiger's ear is also cut simultaneously. Means the intention was to kill the tiger, not the cow. And he was going by the effect of the sound only. Otherwise, how can he reach near the tiger or the cow which is crying? This is to glorify the Supreme Personality of Godhead that they did not have any iota in the first place on the personalism aspect. So curse is not effective. How come Krishna took it as a personal responsibility to act in the true execution of the curse? He wanted to fight, and who can fight with the Supreme Lord unless they are his intimate servitors? So externally we see that they are appearing such a formidable demons that the world has never witnessed so far. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. But how amazingly, keeping all the possibilities of material situations, that he asked for immortality and yet keeping intact those benedictions of Brahmaji to give him so-called immortality, aren't both in contradiction to the modes of material nature? Hiranyakashipu was asking in the mode of ignorance, and Brahmaji was giving him benediction in mode of passion, because he is the embodiment of mode of passion. And how transcendental nature of the Supreme Lord has been acting to nullify all the promises. That is very wonderful. The Lord acts on the transcendental platform, not on material mode of even goodness, passion or ignorance. We may play, interact. So what we have to learn behind this Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha's episodes, or Ravana and Dantavakra in that case for the third time, is the spirituality always supersedes the modes of material nature. So we should always take help of spirituality to come out from this material nature and go back home, back to Godhead. This is the lesson. Srila Prabhupada has afforded us to go back. Now application is in our hand and nobody else's. Yeah.
Well, in this context, you give an analogy of the swan and the lotus stem. So, can you just explain in little bit in depth how it is related in this context?
Prabhupada is very well known to quote Kavi Kulasekhara's, prayer. Krishna tvadiya pada pankaja panjarante advayava vishatutme manas rajahansa prana prayana samaye kaphavata pittai kantavarodhan smranam kutaste. There is a message. Message is spiritual. My dear Lord Krishna, I am Krishna conscious right now. Please take me. But when the death will appear, at that time, what will happen? My throat will be choked with cup of pitta and vayu. In Gujarati we say when a person is about to die, you should hear a gugra in his throat. You know? Gurgur. That is the nature. Better come out, take me right away. Otherwise I will not be able to remember your holy name when the body will be in tremendous pain. Right? So at present we have to become Krishna conscious. Not that we have to postpone in next life. People do say. That's a confirmation. 9 times, right? Good. This is pretty important, that Krishna consciousness has to be applied and realized right in this lifetime. Don't wait. Krishna says, because whatever I have done half, then he will give me another opportunity. Then what about the opportunity at hand? That is a higher understanding than waiting for the future. Anything else? Yes. Hold on. Where is the mic?
Hare Krishna, my question is, will chanting alone keep our soul awake?
Yes, now there is no better methodology than chanting Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.